Innisfail. It's the end of an era for Alberta politics. Provincial NDP leader Rachel Notley, who became the party's leader in 2014 and led the NDP to an unimaginable election victory a year later, announced Tuesday, January 16, she is stepping down. "I'm here today to announce that I will not be leading Alberta's NDP into the next election," said Notley in her statement that was live-streamed and with her family at her side. "I have informed both the senior officers of Alberta's NDP, as well as my caucus and staff, that upon the selection of a new leader I will be stepping down from that role." Notley's announcement came just over 7 months after last May's provincial election that saw the governing UCP win a second consecutive majority government by a seat count of 49-38. The NDP became the largest official opposition party in the history of the province. In a statement that was both assured and at times emotional, Notley said the single most important issue her party achieved since she became premier in 2015, and then leader of the opposition NDP, was that Alberta is no longer a one-party province, or a two-party provinces with two different shades of conservative. "We are now a province with progressive, forward-looking, diverse Albertans, who can see and pursue their political aspirations and their public policy goals, not with a view to having other people just hear them, but with a view to winning government and seeing those policies turned into real action by their government," said Notley. She said she will stay on as leader until a new leader is chosen by the party, a process that will be organized and managed by the party, its executive and the party's provincial council. Notley said she has no plans yet to step down as MLA for Edmonton Strathcona, where she won 5 consecutive elections. But her future plans do not include entering federal politics. "I am not interested in pursuing federal politics at this time," said Notley, who then laughed at a question about whether she would consider a return to provincial politics. "I think I've done a good amount of time. My focus is on leading the caucus through this session, and supporting the new leader as that person believes is best." As for the local and regional reaction to Notley's resignation, Town of Innisfail Mayor Jean Barkley said it was not surprising to hear the news, as there have been rumors since last May's provincial election. However, the mayor added that Notley provided great leadership for her party, noting the NDP in 2008 was a party that had just a few seats before storming into power in 2015. "I think she should be very, very proud of what she has accomplished. Anybody that served in that capacity deserves a lot of credit, regardless of whatever political stripe people may wear," said Barkley, praising Notley's leadership. "I would say she was good leader," she said. "I think she always led with integrity, and she has a great love for the province of Alberta, as did her father. But things change," she added. "I always say the Edmonton Oilers traded Wayne Gretzky when they were at the top of their game and went on to win another Stanley Cup. So change is the one thing that is constant in our world, and life moves on." Innisfail Town Councillor Jason Heisted ran as the NDP candidate in the 2023 provincial election in the Innisfail-Sylvan Lake riding. He lost to UCP incumbent Devin Dreeshan but still earned a record number of votes for the NDP in the long-standing conservative riding. He was also not surprised with Notley's resignation. "I think it was coming. I think there is a hesitant mood for change," said Heisted, who convinced Notley last spring to come to Innisfail for an election campaign stop. "Sometimes change is good, and good leaders know when to step away, and I believe it's the right time. It's 8 months into the term and it takes time to get coordinated with the party, and to make sure that everybody who wants to run has enough time to do so, and NDP members enough time to choose the next leader for the next upcoming election," he added. "I believe the party has cultivated some really good MLAs in the last 8 years. He said there are currently 3 or 4 candidates who may throw their hats in the ring to lead the party, including current MLAs David Shepherd, Rocky Punchley and Sarah Hoffman. Those are the 3 that I see as the front runners within the party," said Heisted.